Hi, Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680. As we get ready for Giants baseball with the left-handed reliever of the Giants, and that is Will Smith. First of all, here we are. The All-Star break is not too far away, and you've got a couple of months under your belt already.
Everything feels good. Body feels good. The trainers did a great job of making sure we cleared every box before I was cut loose, and then it's been going well ever since then.
You know, in a funny way, I saw you so much, and I always ask you, how you doing? I saw the cast on your arm. I saw it come off. I saw everything that you went through. What a year.
Yeah, it was a long year, that's for sure. You know, 569 days in between the last game and the one in May. It's just a grind, man, but, you know, all the guys had my back, all the training staff had my back, and it was a team effort. It took a lot of people to get me back. It's fun to be back now.
Yeah, it sure did. Were you this good before you got hurt? Come on, I don't remember this.
I don't think so. Things have been going my way this year. You know, we've been making some good pitches and getting guys out quick.
Isn't it funny? I say it in all seriousness. When you came over, you were here, you were there, all over the place. Now, goodbye, good night, I'll see you later.
Yeah, it's fun. But, you know, I have a new perspective, you know, this year. You know, I used to wear my emotions on my sleeve, and if it didn't go my way that night, I would be crushed and it would hurt me. I wouldn't be, you know, I'd be in a bad mood. But after sitting out a full year, it's not that I don't care as much anymore. It's just, you know, I left the game healthy, so I'm happy. You know, there's a positive right there. It might not have went your way, especially as a reliever. It's not going to go our way every single night, you know. So to be able to take a step back and take a deep breath now and just appreciate being out there and being able to play again, it's kind of made me, you know, a better pitcher, I think.
Well, you should have this conversation with your locker mate. You know that.
Yeah, right. L. Strick. Yeah, Strick's getting there. He's getting there.
Yeah. All right. Will Smith is with us here as we talk a little bit about coming back and being the pitcher that he is. Coming out of the bullpen, it's interesting. You think of bullpens with closers as righties, but that's not necessarily the case. And, you know, I think of when I go up Jesse Orosco, Sparky Lyle, and a Cy Young Award winner, Chapman in the left side, Billy Wagner from the left side. So can't you be? You could be the closer, can't you?
Sure. You know, nothing's been set in stone. If, you know, Skip runs me out there in the ninth, he runs me out there in the ninth, if he runs me out there in the eighth, I'll try to get outs in the eighth, too. I've told everybody, all the media especially, you know, we all consider ourselves closers down there. You're just a closer of a certain inning. One guy just happens to throw the ninth inning. You know, if baseball was 10 innings long, then we'd have a 10th inning closer. You know what I'm saying? So I think if everybody in the bullpen kind of keeps that attitude and says, hey, I'm the closer of this inning, I'm just handed to the next guy, we'll be competitive and we'll have a pretty good bullpen.
Are the last three outs different?
I don't think so. You know, if anything, I found to be more calm in the ninth inning. You know, you come in the seventh, eighth inning, you don't always have a clean inning. You'll have runners on second and third, two outs or one out. Those are tough situations. But to come in, you know, with a clean inning, you know who you're going to be facing in the bullpen. I find peace in the ninth inning, I guess.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
No, completely it does. And that's part of the theory is I'd rather come in a clean inning than instead of bringing me in with trouble.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's the way they do it. Did you see the meltdown of Carlos Gomez the other day where he claimed he got hit? You didn't see in the dugout with the bat. He rearranged the water cooler and everything else.
I can see that happening.
Yeah.
I can see that. I play with Gomi. He's passionate. I play with Gogo in Milwaukee. He's a
right. He's
a passionate player. He plays with a lot of passion. He plays with a lot of fire. And, he's a go-getter.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot you did play. He had trouble. Who did he have? Was it Bumgarner? He got into it with somebody. Remember? Was it the Pittsburgh guy? Somebody got into it. Third base, remember?
Yeah, I think we were in Pittsburgh. It was Easter Sunday.
Cole?
Maybe Cole. I'm not sure. That was so long ago. Everything gets fuzzy during those things.
Well, it's part of the game, though. You know, look, you guys are together for so many months. It's a highly competitive game. And tempers sometimes get the best of you. You're under this spotlight every minute.
Yeah, it's the best 750 in the world. So, you know, you don't get here by not being, you know, an ultra competitor. So, sometimes boys will be boys, I guess.
Yeah, that's the way baseball is played. All right, let's go something to the lighter side of baseball. I always ask these silly questions in a little bit, but fans like to hear it. Favorite baseball holiday for you? And you can't say opening day.
All right. If opening day's out, I would say July 4th is always fun, you know, especially if you're at home, you can watch the fireworks. I like fireworks. Mother's Day is always special to me. I'm a mama's boy, so I like giving pink to my mom, and my sister's a mom now, so that's a fun holiday for me is Mother's Day.
All right, we'll accept that. We'll accept that. As I said, Phil Rogers put in opening day, but Mother's Day, Father's Day, all right, we'll put that in the group. Very good. Yeah, all right, very good. You thank your parents for it. The other thing that came up, and you were in Milwaukee for all those races that they had, and maybe that's where they kind of started, the sausage races, but we go around baseball and we see them all over the place. What do you think of them? And if you could create a race, and I asked this to Nick Hundley as well, if you could create a race, what would you do? First, tell me what you think of them, then if you could create one.
I think they're hilarious, especially we'd have day games in Milwaukee and we'd have the big sausages and then their kids would run the little sausages on day games. And if we were winning, some of the guys would stand at the top step and they'd tell the little sausage to go first before it was even supposed to be their turn to be running, and they'd be at the finish line and their dads and their mom's not even there yet. So the sausage race is pretty fun. I got to watch that one a lot. If I had to create a race, I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. Maybe have the training staff race every day on the field.
Well, I was thinking comic book characters.
And that's a good one.
I'll tell you, Nick. Nick said in the Bay Area you have a 49er helmet, a Sharks, Raiders, Warriors, and something like that.
I like that. That is a good idea. Try to get that one moving.
Yeah. All right. Nick came up with that. He's a catcher. He's thinking.
Yeah.
And I said to Nick, I said, do you ever go out to the mound and try to calm a pitcher down and talk about where you're going to eat or, you know, the silly stuff of life? Do catchers ever do that?
I had a catcher in the minor leagues. His name was Boat Brooks, and he ran out to the mound one time and goes, hey, I got nothing to tell you, but I just swallowed a bug, so I just thought I'd let you know. And then he turned around and went away. And the same guy, Boat Brooks, he ran out there one time and didn't say a word. He just stared at me for 15 seconds, and when the umpire got there, he turned around and left again, and that was it. That was the meeting. Not a word was said between us. So that's about it.
Yeah, no, that's a good part of baseball. You think these restricted meetings and not having six meetings, does it affect the game?
Not at all. I don't think so. No, not really. No, it's okay. The same thing.
Yeah, it's what's going on. All right, last question for you. On TV last week, they always see funny things. There's a guy who got bit by the cat, trying to get the cat off the field. Then all of a sudden, he's behind home plate. Someone's throwing out a first pitch, some actor or rapper or something, and threw over the catcher and hit the same guy in the head, and he goes down like a ton of bricks. What was worse, getting hit in the head or the cat biting you?
I'd rather take a first pitch off the head. Sometimes they're not thrown that hard. A cat's claws. We had a cat growing up, and when that thing would dig into you, it hurt so bad. So I think I'd take the pitch off the head.
What kind of cat do you have?
We just had a black cat named Jagger. He had a white coming out of his ears.
Very good.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, it's good to have you on, and you looking forward to the break?
Oh, yeah. I always enjoy it. I go home every year, see family, just back to Georgia, relax, fish, just do whatever I want.
Nice. Did you get to meet the new kid, Joey Bart, from Georgia?
I did not. I did not get to meet him.
Yeah.
No, but I heard good things about him.
Yeah, he had two home runs, I think, in his first game at Salem Kaiser. One cleared everything, hit it into the state of Washington, apparently.
Good for him. Awesome. Keep it up.
All right. Great to have you on the show. We have fun with you, and you're doing a nice job, so I appreciate the time.
All righty. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. That's Will Smith. More coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.